The NFL season is almost over, but we are heading into peak dynasty season. Don't fall asleep on your rosters. Make sure you're staying active. I'm going to walk you through three key players that you should be looking to acquire across any dynasty league right now. Let's start with Will Levis, okay? Yes, he wasn't a first round pick, but he was about as close as you can get without being one. He had one of the craziest rookie years that I can remember. His percentage of short to intermediate passes attempt was the lowest across the entire league. He was either check down or deep shot. He had the highest ADOT across the league. He has some sneaky rushing upside, almost three rush attempts per game. And look, when you're pushing the ball down the field, you're going to have some boom bustness to you. He was seventh in big time throw rate. I really like the potential of what Will Levis could be. And I think that nobody's really talking about him because we're almost ruling out the Titans as an offense. We're almost forgetting about them as a franchise. I think the Titans are going to keep Nuke Hopkins around. I think that maybe Chigakonkwo can continue to take another step. And I think that there's a world where Will Levis could be fantasy relevant as a QB2. If you've got him as your QB3, then happy days. And I think that he is grossly undervalued right now. We're going to walk into some current prices. So this is what I am willing to pay to go and acquire him right now. I would happily pay the 107 in a Superflex league. In a 1QB league, I'd pay a third. I think he's a perfect buy in a 1QB league because his upside is crazy high because of that boom bust nature. We know he's going to take risks. We know he's going to push the ball down the field. And if he disappoints, you've not really wasted anything. In a Superflex league, I can understand a little bit more hesitancy. I'm saying I would pay the 107. I genuinely don't think you have to pay that right now. I think you can go and acquire him for potentially an early second, maybe a late first, you know, that 111, 112 range. I think people get into this rookie season and people are chasing that sort of next shiny toy. I would have Will Levis over Michael Penix, over Bo Nix, over JJ McCarthy in the current draft pool. I think he is a good, competent quarterback, and I think that he is going to show out this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's the starting quarterback in the Titans for the next 2-3+ years. And in Superflex, a 2-year window is phenomenal for any player, but particularly at the quarterback, he's going to return on that investment if you buy low now. So some guys that I would be looking to move, I would move Rashad White for him straight up. I would move DK Metcalf for him straight up. I don't think you have to pay that. I think you can genuinely get a significant piece on top of each of those guys to go and get that Will Levis. I would pay Geno Smith in the late second. That's how much I believe in Will Levis. And it's not so much the talent. It's not so much the player. It's just a value proposition that this is a guy that is essentially a rookie first round pick going into his second year. We're going to see a new offense, a new scheme. I'm excited. And I think this whole offense could take a step forward. And I think that he's got the potential to really return on that investment. We are closing in on 1750 subscribers. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, do it now. Help us out. It would be much appreciated. The next buy for me, Evan Ingram. This is another guy. He had a phenomenal year. He was tight end 5 in points per game. The only tight end to see over 100 receptions. People are worried about longevity at the tight end position, but Evan Ingram's going nowhere. He's going to be tied to Trevor Lawrence for at least the next two seasons. There's potential that after that 2024 season, his contract could get renegotiated and extended, and he could hang around even longer. And the good thing about Evan Ingram, he never burned you. Yes, he wasn't the highest upside. He didn't have, you know, 5-6 weeks where he was winning you the week, but he very rarely burned you. He was just a solid, reliable, plug and play tight end 1, but decent upside. And let's be honest, at the tight end position, when it is a tire fire, that's appealing. The reason why I think he's a buy, though, is look at these prices, okay? I have got him valued at a late first. I would pay the 111, 112. But you don't need to pay that. Keep Trade Cut have got him worth an early 2025 second. We're not even talking 2024 picks here. And DLF have got him worth a 2024 late second. If you can go and buy him for a mid-24 second right now, that's cheaper than someone like DLF are saying. That's a smash value. This is a guy that finishes a top five tight end. I think the Jags offense is going to take a step forward as Trevor Lawrence continues to develop. I can't get my head around this price right now. It's absolutely wild. And I think that if you're not going inquiring about Evan Engram, you're doing yourself a disservice, because he's easily going to return that mid-second round pick. He needs one top 12 season. If he has a top six season this year, he's easily returned on that second round pick. So go and do it right now and don't miss out. Some suggestions that I am looking to move. I would move Stephon Diggs for Evan Engram straight up. I would move Josh Jacobs for him straight up. I think that both of those guys are declining assets. And I think that if you can move them for Evan Engram straight up, you'd be doing your roster a good thing. And another guy that I'm looking to potentially move is Isaiah Likely. I know he flashed down the stretch, but of course it was when Mark Andrews wasn't playing. I think that Isaiah Likely is essentially a tight end handcuff. I don't really see a world where this new Ravens offense, that we're seeing a lot more 11 personnel, we've seen the investment at wide receiver. I don't know if we're going to be able to see two tight ends on the field consistently. And we know that Mark Andrews is going to play ahead of Likely. Yes, you might have to add a late second on top. Maybe, you know, you can get it done with Likely in a third for Evan Engram, but I'd be going to sniff around that sort of deal right now. I think Evan Engram is criminally underrated in almost every format. The Silver Sunset. If you want all of my dynasty values, we're talking trade values, trade calculator, positional rankings. If you want my rookie guide, it is over 200 pages. There is over 100 player profiles, plus my rookie model, positional breakdowns, positional rankings, combine metrics, everything you could ever want on this incoming rookie class will be in one downloadable PDF document. Come and join the Silver Sunset tier. It is far better value than you'll find for any other Dynasty content out there. My final buy, though, you know I had to talk about him, Tank Dell. He was the rookie wide receiver in points per game. I don't think people realize how good he was. He was outplaying Nico Collins for a stretch. I think that Tank Dell is going to be the target leader in Houston next season. During 4 week span, week 9 to 12, he averaged almost 24 points per game and was the wide receiver 3 in that. That's not a wide receiver 3. That is the wide receiver 3. And he did that all with a 20% target share. I think that next year we could see him approaching that 25% target share. I think he has got a phenomenal mind meld with CJ Stroud. And yes, he's undersized and people are always going to chase those bigger wide receivers, but this guy just gets open fun. And we've seen him do it, and yet he's still undervalued. So we're talking values. This is where I've got him. In a single QB league, I would pay the 103. I would take him third overall in this year's rookie class in a single QB league. I'd take Marvin Harrison. I'd take Malik Nabers. I would take Tank Dell over Roma Dunze. And the same in Superflex. I got him around that 106 point. Some moves I'm making. I'd pay Amari Cooper in a mid-second. I don't know if you need to pay that mid-second, but that's what I'm paying. I'd trade Jonathan Taylor for Tank Dell straight up. I know you're probably thinking that seems mad. And again, you don't have to pay that. But I just want to get across, this is how highly I think of Tank Dell. And that's the kind of move I'm making. If you're looking for longevity in your dynasty rosters, we need to be building around those young wide receivers. And I think that Jonathan Taylor, the ceiling's high, but he's coming off two seasons where he's not finished as a top 30 running back. I think it could be a boom bust player in Jonathan Taylor. And back to that Geno Smith and a second. That's the kind of move I'm looking to make for Tank Dell. Do you agree with my boys? Is there anyone you think I've missed? Is there anyone that you massively disagree with? Let us know in the comments below. Hit that like and subscribe button. And of course, stick around because I'll be back very soon.